talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, the Fall Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens the last weekend in August every year, and also the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happened just this past weekend at Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're giving you some coverage of the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island by airing some interviews of some of the vendors that were at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island last weekend. And today we're going to be talking to the folks at Axon Homes, Floor Covering International, Air Max, Schneider Tree Service, Wayne Greenwood, Carolina Lanterns, Aiden Fabrics, All About Garage Doors, Pool Cover Solutions, Advanced Window Fashions, Smart Vent, Amerisips, Real Deal Countertops, AirServe, Backyard Retreats, Edgewater Energy, and Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. And that's just a handful of the almost 100 A-list local vendors, local contractors that were at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island this past weekend. And to sum it up, we had another very successful home show for our vendors, and I measure the success by what our vendors tell us, and they were very pleased with the amount of traffic that we generated for the show, the number of homeowners that were walking through. One of the comments that I heard was that it was definitely a quality crowd. In other words, they were very affluent and were very open to a lot of the more custom products and services that our home show has become known for. And so we have many, many very happy vendors from the Charleston Home and Design Show this past weekend. Everything else went also very well. We sold over 400 tickets for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And there were 7 private residences on the tour, and we're very, very happy that we were able to have almost a little over 400 people walk through these 7 different homes. And this is our 4th year of doing the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and builders who have participated in the past all tell us that they've each gotten customers from the home tour, showcasing one of their beautiful homes and being able to talk to people that are getting ready to build, and allowing them to kind of express their personalities to these homeowners that are walking through the different tour homes, and seeing if they match up personality wise. And so it was a big success, definitely, for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. We also had our $5,400 Dream Garage makeover, and we'll be announcing the winner of that next week. But right now we're going, we picked three finalists and we're visiting the homes just to make sure that that the prize package lives up to what these different garages, and that we're not biting off more than we can chew in terms of you know, there being the garage having moisture problems or termite problems or something like that. So just doing some site visits on that, and then we'll be announcing the winner very shortly. And we did dodge a few bullets with the weather, but and it turned out to be a fantastic weekend. And thanks to all that that came to the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And for those who didn't, listen to today's show, and you'll get a sense of some of the companies that were on hand last weekend. Hope you have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're on Daniel Island at the Charleston Home and Design Show, and I'm here with Pete of Axon Homes. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being a part of it. Without you guys, we can't do the shows. So, you just had the business open down in Charleston, correct?
I do. We've been here for almost a year, and just getting started, have first couple houses going, and things are looking great here.
Well, so glad to hear it. And you guys were really concentrated out of Ohio and doing homes down in the Bahamas, correct?
Yep, I've worked in Ohio since I've been a kid, and worked in the Bahamas for a couple years, built two homes in the Bahamas, and had a great time working down there as well.
I'm sure.
But it's extremely nice here, and I look forward to making this a long stay.
Well, so I see a couple of homes back here. They must be ones that you have built, correct?
Yeah, we have a couple homes going in Mount Pleasant, Rivertown on the Wando. And we have a home I'm getting ready to start next week on Daniel Island. And we're looking at doing quite a few other houses here coming up.
Well, and so are the homes that you are finding, you know, more requests for, are they over in Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, that kind of area?
I'm actually seeing quite a bit of interest from all over the place.
Oh, great.
Anywhere in Charleston is going crazy right now, and
yeah,
it's really taken off.
Well, and I know the market is just expanding like crazy, so great news for you all. Are you seeing much of a big influx in any sort of season, you know, more requests in spring or fall? Or
yeah, it seems like somebody flipped on a switch in the last 2 weeks, and people are just looking for houses, wanting to move right away, so I just need to get some product on the ground and have them come in and buy it.
Nice. Well, we're so happy to have you here in Charleston. Thank you, Pete, for moving here.
Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for talking with me. I really appreciate it. Again, Pete with Axon Homes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm here with Rob of Floor Coverings International. And Rob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for doing an interview with us. We're so happy you're here at the home show. You've got a great display. So tell us a little bit about the options that clients have reaching
you. Well, we do all types of flooring. We do hardwood, carpet, tile, stone, luxury vinyl, laminate. So really wide selection of different flooring types for our customers.
Well, it sounds it. And tell us a little bit about your mobile showroom.
Yes, we're a little bit different than most flooring retailers in that we have the mobile showroom, so we bring the showroom to the customer. It allows them to pick out their floors in their home under the exact lighting conditions where they'll be, comparing wall colors, fabrics, countertops, and so forth. So it's really not only a convenient, but a really good way to buy.
Oh yeah, it sounds it.
Easier.
Yeah, so it's really personalized to their taste, their home's decor. So the installation process, about how long will that take? Does it depend on the home?
It depends both on the home, the size of the room or rooms that we're doing, and the type of product that we're putting in. If we do tile, for example, that typically takes longer than carpet, which is the quickest type of installation, and even hardwood. So hardwood would be kind of a medium length installation, tile would take longer, and carpet less time. So it really depends.
That really is a bit surprising to me about the tile. I'm not surprised about the carpet, but floor, the hardwoods is what I would think would be the most you know, time consuming.
Mm-hmm. But hardwoods go pretty quick. You know, we have really skilled installers. They know what they're doing.
Sure.
They come in, they move the furniture so the customer doesn't have to move the furniture. We remove the old flooring and dispose of it so they don't have to deal with disposal of the old flooring. And we manage the process all the way through installation and then give the customer a 2-year warranty on workmanship. So we really stand behind not only the product, but the workmanship that goes into it.
Well, and that's very nice. They get that warranty. You've got a very, very impressive selection back here. Is there anything you find to be more popular with your clients?
Well, hardwoods are very popular these days, and luxury vinyl is kind of a new product on the market, and it's gaining in popularity as well. It's very durable, it looks great, and it's cost effective as well. Got some right here. Comes in a lot of different colors.
Cool.
There's different types. This one has a built-in cork underlayment, so it helps with thermal insulation, sound insulation, and it's mold and mildew resistant as well. This is a moisture-proof product, so it's great for areas like at the beach or in kitchens, bathrooms, anywhere where there's moisture concerns.
Well, and that's very, very important here. You know, we're right by the coast.
You bet.
Well, and some of these tiles actually look a bit like hardwood. And so it's luxury tile.
Yeah, it's called luxury vinyl, or LVP. It comes in a plank form, and it goes down very similar to hardwoods do. And when it's down, it looks just like real wood. You have to get on your hands and knees and really study it to tell that it's not real wood. So it's a great product, and customers love it. We sell
now,
a lot of that.
Price comparison, does hardwood run a bit, you know, more costly than just like the tile, carpeting?
Absolutely. Yeah, luxury vinyl is less expensive typically than hardwoods are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cost effective as well as just a great looking and functional product in the home.
Well, and one more question. I hear that you guys recently did some bamboo installation. Tell me just a bit about that.
Yeah, we just finished a large bamboo hardwood installation for a couple up in Somerville, and turned out great. It's really a unique product. It's a green product. So customers love it, and it's something that most people don't have, so it's unique.
Well, and I know green living is something that's really gaining popularity in the East. So just so different. You don't hear about that much. So that's something, yeah, good to know about.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and thanks so much for speaking with me. How can customers get in touch with you?
Well, they can either give us a call. Our phone number is 843-695-7801. Or they can visit our website, which is charleston.floorcoveringsinternational.com. And they can make an appointment, and we'll come out to their home and help them pick out the floors that they love.
Well, great. Thank you so much for speaking with me. Love hearing about the mobile showroom and your beautiful product.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi, I'm here with Clayton from AirMax. How are you doing, Clayton?
Doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. So tell me a little bit about AirMax.
We are a local HVAC company serving the Tri-County area. We specialize in comfort, IAQ, which is indoor air quality, high efficiency products, and then also home solutions for customers as well.
So do you have anything that you're working on currently? Do you go to people's homes? Do you kind of consult?
We go to the customer's homes, try to make the best recommendations for them. Right now we also have some big geothermal jobs going on, which is big projects, high efficiency. New construction, we have some retrofit going on as well, and also some big jobs down in Kiowa too.
Oh, nice. Well, I know Kiowa's got a great market for this kind of stuff.
Oh, it's nonstop, especially with dehumidification, mainly just trying to keep these houses comfortable.
Yeah. Well, and so this is a locally owned company?
It is. We're based right out of North Charleston, so we can cover all the way out to Allendale, all the way down to Kiowa, and back up to Somerville.
Yeah, like you said, Tri-County. So how can people get in touch with the company?
They can either go to our website, airmaxsc.com, or also just call over to the office at 614-7024, and we'll get someone out as quickly as possible.
Well, sounds great. Thanks, Clayton, for talking with me. All right, enjoy our home show.
Appreciate it. You do the same.
Thanks. All right, I'm Meredith Poston, with Social Media Director with Charleston Home and Design. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and I'm here with Nate with Schneider Tree Care. How are you doing today, Nate?
I'm doing great, Meredith. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for asking. So tell us a little bit about Schneider Tree Care. What do you guys do?
We are a tree care and preservation company that focuses on the maintenance of trees through organic fertilization, organic disease and insect control, and proper pruning cycles. We also have a consulting side of the business that focuses on pre-construction tree preservation, helping people navigate ordinances during the development process, and understanding the hazard associated with their trees.
All right, and so Charleston has a lot of tree preservation with all the oaks and everything. Do you ever run into any sort of obstacles with that?
Sometimes we get obstacles from the ordinance itself. If something truly is a hazard, we have to go through a process to prove that the tree is a hazard, that it's structurally unsound. It could be a danger to folks around it. It could be a danger to their homes or their possessions. And that can sometimes be a lengthy process, but we can help our clients navigate that with little or no pain involved.
Well, and you mentioned before sort of a green living type kind of ordinance in your care for trees. Does that get you more business, I'm assuming, around here?
It does help with the fragile ecosystems that we have in the waterways and in the marshes and with a lot of the different flora and fauna that we have. People are very cognizant of what we're putting into the ground. And we want to make sure that people can go out and enjoy their landscapes as soon as we're done being there. So doing that with an organic path, we allow them to spend more time outside and feel good about what they're how they're caring for their yard.
Well, in Charleston, great outdoor living scene, and so you guys must get a lot of business. Do you have anything you're working on currently that you're kind of excited about?
We are working on a large tree inventory project over in the James Island area, but we've gone with the client and we're inventorying all their trees, which is in the thousands, and understanding what is going on with those trees. We're grading their health, we're grading their current growth structure, and we're coming up with a plan for them, a long-term plan. It's probably going to be a 5 or 10 year plan of pruning in that tree and shrub care.
Wow, that is impressive.
It's a lot of fun. It's turning my hair a little gray, but it's awesome.
I can imagine. That sounds like a huge project, but from what I know, it sounds like you guys can do a great job with it. So thanks so much for doing the interview. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for being part of the Home Show.
Yes, ma'am.
Cool company. And Schneider Tree Care, thanks so much. And check them out if you ever need something done with your yard and any care for your trees. Hi, I'm here with Stephen Wayne of Wayne Greenwood. And you all do some reclaimed furniture, handmade, correct?
Yep. Yeah, we take antique pieces of wood and make antique style pieces of furniture.
Well, cool. So antique wood, where do you find that?
Just about anywhere we can. We look for structures and buildings from the peninsula downtown. So any properties that were built, if we get lucky enough to get some that are built 1600s up until the 1800s. 1900s, we stopped, you know, salvaging wood from that because we call it first generation. It's just a little bit younger, but old properties, Charleston Peninsula.
So there must be like a lot of resources you can find that kind of material, correct? Around here?
Yeah, there's a fair amount. There's a good bit of restoration going on, and there just always has been. And so when the stuff's, you know, taken out of these properties, it's good chances people are holding on to it. So there seems to be a good amount of it around.
And so heart pine is what you use, correct?
Yeah.
Exclusively?
Yeah. Exclusively. I like it because I can mix and match one piece to another piece. It's my consistent medium, if you would.
Yeah. And so you are the one who crafts all this, correct?
Yep. I have a little help. I get as much help as I can when I need help. But yeah, I'm the guy.
Yeah, and you're located downtown?
We got the wood shop. It's 8 mile north of Charleston on Upper Meeting Street Extension.
All right, and so how can people get in touch with you? I know you have a really good Facebook page. You have a gorgeous website. Really am a fan. Where can people find you?
You can find me on my front porch drinking a beer. You can find me on the road. You can come to the wood shop. I also open up my home gallery by appointments. Basically, we just got to get in the same place, same time, and get on the same page, literally, to speak. And we draw tables and build them.
All right. And so it's WayneGreenwoodFurniture.com or WayneGreenwood.com?
WayneGreenwood.com. Wayne Greenwood Handmade Reclaimed Furniture.
All right. And it is gorgeous stuff. I advise you to take a look. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're at the Charleston Home and Design Magazine show out at Daniel Island, and I'm here with Beth of Carolina Lanterns and Lighting. How are you doing today, Beth?
Great, thanks.
Well, so you guys are out of Mount Pleasant, and you kind of concentrate on lighting and all sorts of things for the home.
That's correct.
All right.
We do, yes.
And you do lanterns for outside lighting.
That's right. Yeah. We have the copper, gas, and electric lanterns that we're well known for.
Yes, and I know that was kind of what you guys started with, but then you went into the indoor lighting. So besides just people coming into the shop and checking out what you have, you all work with builders, isn't that
we
right?
We do. Yeah, we do a lot of builder business. We can do everything on the electrical layout, everything from the recessed cans, exhaust fans, to the porch ceiling fans, and then the beautiful decorative fixtures as well.
Yeah, so it's kind of a cohesive look. Design really gets across.
Yeah, we're all certified lighting specialists, so we can help do your whole lighting layout.
Nice. Well, so these are gorgeous. I am just in love. Tell us a little bit about this.
This is some of our new collection that we just got in from January Market. It's in a beautiful winter gold finish, which is really hot these days, and this orb shape has been a great style. That's taken off, and it's a nice neutral because it works with somebody who has brass finishes or bronze finishes or silver tones. Mm-hmm. So, and the price points are great on these things too.
Oh yeah, I see this one is under $400, $319,
yeah. $693. It's a huge piece, yeah. Very tall ceiling. Under $700. So,
and now this one over here, same line obviously. Yeah. You said the kind of orb, a little more popular.
But you can work them together, definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, would you recommend, like, if people are having this in a dining room, kitchen, that they go with several, or?
This would make a nice statement if you did two or three over a rectangular table, whereas something like this, just a single over the table would be nice.
Yeah. Though, I guess, some rooms, I guess you could do several.
You could, yeah.
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 Now, the homes that you do go kind of, actually do the installation, advising, design work. Do you find you have sort of a market in specific areas in the Tri-County, or?
We're sort of all over. I mean, our showroom's in Mount Pleasant, but we're out on Kiowa, and we're over on the islands, Sullivan's Island and Isle of Palms. Definitely Mount Pleasant. We're getting more into Somerville, so we've definitely got kind of a wide range of areas that we cover.
Great. And I know you guys must be doing good business. The economy and people love their lighting. You have stunning stuff. So business going well. You got a
business
lot going on.
Business is good. We're very busy. So,
I know Jan, the owner, has been in a lot of home shows lately looking at lighting.
Yes.
So you got a lot of new inventory?
We do. We have a lot of new inventory. So please come see us in the showroom.
Right. Well, Beth, thanks so much for talking with us. Just real quick, how can you get in touch with, clients get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 843-881-4170. And our website is www.carolinalanterns.com.
All right. They have a great social media presence also, so check them out. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
Hi, we're at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. I'm with Cindy with Aiden Fabrics of Mount Pleasant. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks for asking. So, Aiden Fabrics, I've been in the showroom. You guys have amazing stuff, as we see here. Tell me a little bit about what you guys like to do, other than fabrics, of course.
Well, we like to think that we are the first stop when you are remodeling or redecorating or have a brand new home, whatever your project is. We like to think that we're the first place that you should stop, because you can come in, you can browse all of the thousands of fabrics that we have, and you can get inspiration for any room in your home. Once you find the fabric that you love or the ones that you love, we can help you to coordinate that with other fabrics, with paint colors, with furniture selections, indoor, outdoor. We have a wonderful line of rugs by Surya. We also even do fun objects like Charleston porch swings. So pretty much anything that can be done with fabric, we are the experts, and we are the place to come to for that.
Well, and when I have been in your showroom, it made me wish I could sew.
Yes.
Something I hope to do one day, make some pillows. But I also, at our January show, you had one of the swings.
Yes.
I got to sit in it for a moment. Amazing. Tell me a little bit more about those.
Well, they are very popular right now. Everyone that that lives here and is moving here wants one on their porch.
Oh, yeah.
So they're the perfect solution, not only for porches, but I've also seen them used in regular inside bedrooms. So they're basically, they hang from a frame, either with ropes or chain, generally a twin size, and we can customize them in any way that you like. any type of indoor or outdoor fabric. We do a series of pillows in the back that can be coordinated with your exterior colors or with your favorite plant colors. So whatever you can dream of and whatever you love as far as your outdoor goes, we can help you to figure out how to put together the perfect porch swing scenario.
Well, and because you have such an impressive selection of fabrics, I know you guys can really customize those. It doesn't look just like an outdoor kind of swing. What are the prices, like, kind of run on those?
We can put together the full package, and that includes the swing that is custom made for your size, the ability to hang it, the cushion and the pillow scenario, all with the fabrics that we can help you to coordinate, probably around $2,800.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's a nice price. So this is locally owned and operated, and I know Aiden Fabrics is named, actually the name's from the owner's son, correct?
That's correct. Jonathan Flannery's son is named Aiden, so that's the name.
Charming family, really enjoy working with them. Yeah, I'm sure you really enjoy it, day-to-day basis. So tell me, how can someone that's interested in these fabrics, these services, you know, one of the great porch swings, how can they get in touch with you guys?
Well, the best way is to come see us. We're at the intersection of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard, a shopping center that's near Mosaic and Los Arcos. That's how most people know it. And you can certainly call, and you can certainly look at our website, but we really love for you to come in the store and touch and see and feel the fabrics. That's the way to get inspired. So love to help you with any sort of a design process all the way through from start to beginning as well.
Well, wonderful. It sounds like you guys are such a great company to work with. And Cindy, thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. Hi, I'm with Robert Gatch of All About Garage Doors of Charleston. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming to the home show and displaying these great doors. So tell me what you guys do, Garage Doors.
Of course, the name, All About Garage Doors, yeah. So that says a lot. We are a business we've been in a little over 10 years. We work in a low country. We do custom garage doors, you know, for homeowners here in Daniel Island, Mount Pleasant, and, you know, just the whole surrounding area.
So. Well, nice. And so do you see kind of like a higher demand for a certain type of door?
I think right now is we're seeing like this door here. This is a steel door, but it looks like wood. So yeah. It's made by CHI Overhead Doors Accent model. And they seem to be pretty popular down here because low maintenance, you don't have to, whereas wood, you have to stain every few years and stuff. Where with these doors, all you have to do is just wash them off and go. It's got a lifetime warranty. So we're seeing a lot of that here at this home show, a lot of people asking questions about them.
Well, great. And it sounds like that's perfect for the area we're in because of all the humidity, precipitation. Yep. Do you get more of a demand in certain areas of Charleston?
Just all over. I mean, we do a lot of retrofits. So, you know, the hurricane doors are real popular. You know, we live down here in low country and we have all the problems with the hurricanes. And, you know, luckily, cross our fingers, it's been a while since we've had
fingers
any problems.
Crossed. Yeah.
But so we get a lot of demands of people calling up about wind loading doors and even wind loading doors that they've had, existing doors that they've had for a few years that weren't wind loaded. So that seems to be all over this conference area is what we've been doing with it.
So do you find that more people are interested in this type of, these garage doors in newly constructed or existing homes? Is there kind of a difference?
It's kind of like a mix. You know, a lot of our businesses, we do a lot of doors for local contractors here in the area. So, but we enjoy doing home shows like this so we can talk to the homeowners and, you know, if they have questions and, you know, we can come out, we do free estimates and, you know, give them a quote on, you know, replacing their existing garage doors. Because usually, you know, some of the neighborhoods are getting older. They're, you know, 10, 15 years old and the garage doors aren't, you know, lasting as long as they would like. So they usually get us to come out, do maybe a tune-up or, you know, maybe give them a price on a new one.
So. Well, and so how long about does it take to get a new garage door installed?
It's usually we get done in a day, but you know, we got qualified installers that, you know, they'll come out there and I feel comfortable having them in my house. So when I hire somebody, I want to have somebody that, you know, the customer feels comfortable with and knowledgeable. So I would say, you know, any job's usually one day.
Well, that's quite impressive, and, you know, always great to know that it's a team you can trust. So tell us, how can people get in touch with you?
They can reach us on our website at aagdcharleston.com or through y'all's website also, or on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys have a good Facebook presence.
Well, thank you. And or you can call us at our office at 832-4304 or come by and visit us. So we got a little showroom out in Somerville. It's 10320 Highway 78 East, Somerville, South Carolina.
Well, Robert, thank you so much for talking with me and being part of the home show.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Daniel Island Show. I'm here with Chris of Pool Cover Solutions. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks for asking, and thanks so much for doing an interview with me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we're a family-owned company. We've been doing this in the Charleston area since 1999. My parents actually had done the same business out of Atlanta for about 25 years, so my brother and I own the company, my brother John. And basically what we do is we try to keep pools safe by covering them, which offer a lot of other benefits. But what we're here at the show showing is that if you're going to be building a pool, you can build your cover in during the construction of it, and you can get this sleek look where everything is built underneath the deck, underneath the coping. It's a really good looking design. But also people that have maybe moved into a house that have a pool, people that are looking just to cover the pools during the winter time, we have other products other than automatic covers. So we try to offer kind of an array of products, but they're all associated with keeping your pool safe.
So you have quite a few options. Do you focus more on retractable covers or just typical, like traditional?
We specialize more in retractable covers than anything else. Obviously, we don't have a big winter down here, but the winter covers that we do sell are safety covers, and they're great for keeping leaves and debris out of the pool. So, you know, up north, when you get more of a winter season, we don't have that much down here. So, it's down here. It's more for debris safety when your pool is shut down, more than anything.
Well, and I don't personally have a pool, but fill me in a little bit. Why is it so important to cover during the winter?
Number one is safety. Number two, if you're not using your pool, if you're not swimming in it, the safety side of not having a body of water open, it's a liability also.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more or less I feel like it's a good looking product.
Yeah.
So when it's installed, it gives you that peace of mind that your pool is locked down for the winter time. You don't have to worry about it. Some people still have pool service that maintains their pool, even with the cover on, just to maintain chemicals in it. Some people shut their pools down 100%. So it's up to each of the homeowners what they're going to do at that point.
Now, I see on your display some babies actually sitting on a pool cover. That's cool.
This is my oldest daughter, and she is now 2.5 years old. So this is her, Ella, and my youngest daughter, Walker. And my brother, John, who owns a company with me. Correct. His daughter, Haley, and wife, Heidi, and my wife, Ann. So we do kind of keep it somewhat of a family business, but it is a safety cover most. So it can actually support the weight of about at least 10 people on an automatic cover.
Oh, wow.
So they're incredibly, incredibly strong.
Well, pretty much our whole team could go step on that. I was thinking maybe a couple babies could sit on it, but that's impressive that several adults.
Right. And the nice part is, in Charleston City and Charleston County, if you have an automatic cover that meets the criteria that ours do, you don't have to have a fence. So City of Charleston, Charleston County, recognize the cover is so safe that you do not have to have a fence if you have this type of cover if you're building it in during the construction of your pool. So it's a huge benefit.
Yeah, it sounds like it would kind of cut down on cost, huh?
Right. Well, you cut down on cost, plus the biggest thing is, you got beautiful houses and properties like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fence is going to obstruct the view. So that's probably the biggest thing. Now, I know a lot of people still have fences for privacy or for other reasons, but that contain an animal and a dog. But if you look at most of the pictures we've got here, most of them don't have fences on them, and that's because of the locations they're at. So it's It's a great benefit of an automatic cover. You get the safety, the savings. It's going to keep your pool clean. Keeps the heat in your pool. So it's got a lot of other benefits also.
Well, if I ever become a pool owner, then I definitely will call on you guys. And love the family photo. Actually, I know our photographer, Margaret, took that, huh?
She was awesome.
Yeah. Well, your family is just adorable. Your brothers looks it too. And thanks so much for speaking with me. Hi, I'm Meredith Poston at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And I'm here with Nancy from Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good.
Well, great. We're so happy to have you here with your beautiful display of different blinds and window treatments.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for being part of it. So tell me, do you guys, what all do you provide? What kind of window treatments do you guys do?
Well, we're full line. We're Hunter Douglas Gallery. Let me just put that out there. So we've got all of their products in our showroom on display. So when people come in, they can see the bigger sizes, the lifting controls, you know, the options, the colors for the Hunter Douglas products. But we also have our fabrics, so we can do draperies, Roman shades, balances, with custom bedding, you know, with all of that. And we are adding to our collection of the soft treatments, kind of like semi-ready panels.
Okay.
That are still, you can get like your different tops as far as grommet, pinch pleat, rod pocket, any of the different, you know, I guess you can say toppings for that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we can custom the sizes on the length, and which is going to be nice.
Yeah. Well, sounds, yeah, like you said, like semi-custom. So that's really great, you know, perfect for some people that might not, I guess, want to invest or the time cost, all that.
Right. That's where that's geared to.
Oh, yeah. Well, great. I know there's a big need for that. So...
I was going to say, for our Hunter Douglas, we've got new products coming out starting in May. I think it's May 4th is the date for that. But the new products they're going to have, you know, coming out as far as adding new colors, lifting controls on some of the products, taking out some of the old colors that aren't good sellers.
Yeah, kind of an update.
Yeah,
huh?
it's an update, yeah.
Now, do you have anything you're especially fond of that you guys have, you know, any merchandise you really just kind of... gets you.
Oh, what we're getting ready to add. I'm excited about this too.
Oh, I can tell.
I have my magazine, but you really can't see that from here.
Yeah.
But they're little like storage boxes.
Oh.
Which are, you know, they're foldable. They'll be able to hold things. You can put them in a corner. Those I'm waiting to come in too, with different colors. And then there's the other little stools that look like little fur balls. I shouldn't say fur balls, but they're
like.
Fluffy,
like,
you know,
shag carpet almost, but like
with the balls attached to it.
Oh,
like
cool.
French balls.
Yeah.
Which is just stools. They're not storage, but you can get those in all different colors, which I've got one of those coming to the showroom too for display.
Is it kind of like an ottoman type stool?
Yeah, it's just small, like maybe a 26 by 26, mm-hmm. you know, square. And then they've got the round ones, which would be nice.
And are they going to be in kind of a range of colors, any patterns, anything like that?
They're going to be in different colors, no patterns, except for the storage boxes. Some of them will have like a zigzag pattern, multicolor, solids, some gold, you know, tones, silver tones, and those.
Nice. I'm excited about that.
That
sounds really neat. Everyone loves chevron pattern now. That's just so hot, but also kind of traditional, so it's not like going to be out of style next year for, you know, trend seekers.
Yep.
But, well, and it's always so great to speak with you. Tell us how they can get in touch with you. Anyone seeking new window treatments or these cool little ottoman storage boxes you're getting
in? You need to come by the showroom to see those, which is at 502 Wando Park Boulevard in Mount Pleasant, which is right off of Long Point and 526. And then the phone number is 843-881-8858.
Okay. Nancy, always such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Hi, I'm here with Paul Abrams of Smart Vent. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about Smart Vent.
Smart Vent is a hydrostatic vent that reduces the flood insurance. Also, it reduces the hydrostatic pressure that builds up on the walls so you don't lose the foundation, the house collapses.
Well, that sounds like a great service for this area. You know, coastal, lots of flooding. Right. I know the insurance is high. Is that correct?
That's correct. FEMA is now raising non-compliant houses 18% each year until they get to the highest rate. What we do as a company, we've started a mitigation. So the homeowner can actually send us their elevation certificate. we mitigate it for them at no charge, show them exactly what they have to do to the house to make it compliant, and then we also write it flood insurance for FEMA so we can show the actual rate that today, and then after you do the compliancy, what the rate will go to. An example, 2 days ago, I had a woman that was paying $3,400 for flood insurance a year. She put in six of our vents, reduced the insurance to $450 a year.
Oh my goodness, that is a drastic drop. That is impressive.
We're seeing about an 83% reduction in flood insurance by being compliant.
Wow. And so this kind of installation, do you find that, you know, existing homes, you know, new building, is there kind of a difference?
There is. New construction's already building to compliancy. The retrofit, the people that are already living in homes in flood areas are actually the ones that we're helping reduce their flood insurance because it is going up each year.
Yeah. Well, and again, you know, flood insurance I know is high, very important here. So you have this neat little gadget going on. Tell me about this.
Yeah, this is actually the test tank, and it's been featured on This Old House and Extreme Makeover and several of those shows. What it does is demonstrates what the flood water does and how the vent operates. So what we'll do is we'll actually turn it on.
Okay.
If you can push it open, critters can get in there too.
Ooh, we don't want that.
Yeah, possums, raccoons, those kind of things can get through there. So this vent actually has a locked position, and the only way it can be activated is with two business cards, and I don't think possums have business cards.
Not usually.
Yeah, or either flood water. Yeah. So the way it works, we're going to rise the water, and you'll see the water rise, the vent louvers will actually close, and then the door will open to allow the water and debris to pass through. Wait for it. There it goes. And what it does is it allows the water to go, the debris and water to pass through the foundation. Once it enters the home, it actually works in two directions. So you're relieving the hydrostatic pressure that builds up around the walls, keeping it from collapsing.
Well, that is really, really neat. You know, I mean, just neat looking, but what a system.
Right. And the neat thing about it is not only made in America with American stainless steel,
great.
But it's made in Anderson, South Carolina for 16 years.
Oh, wow. So not only supporting, you know, American made, which we all love, but
right.
local.
That's right.
So that's awesome.
Right. We're supporting the state of South Carolina.
Oh, always love that.
That's right.
So about how long do these installations take, you know?
It's pretty easy. I mean, we say a 1,200 square foot house, you would use six of our vents. They're engineered for 200 square foot. And if you use a traditional air vent, you're using about 30 vents in the house. So, you know, the installation, you're talking probably about an hour at the most to put six vents in.
So oh, wow. Yeah. No, I would think that would take at least a week or so.
It's a pretty easy installation. Some homeowners can do it if they understand the compliancy.
Yeah.
The vents have to be no higher than 12 inches from grade, and also nothing above the base flood elevation.
Right.
Okay. And some other neat things that we do for the architect is they can send in their plans. Mm-hmm. We'll mitigate those plans for them and send them back to them. The property owner can actually send us the elevation certificate. We'll mitigate that and send it back to them. And it's a complimentary service. We don't charge for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic business, you know, and we're so happy to have you here with these great displays. Sounds like something pretty much every home in the Charleston area needs.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well, Paul, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You have anything else you want to add?
Well, I was thinking about the colors, too, because a lot of architects and people like color. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we offer colors, any color under the rainbow. So you can buy one or 100 in any color you want.
Okay? From green to pink.
To yellow to pink, you name it, we got it.
Okay. That is extra cool. Well, yep. Paul, always a pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston with Charleston Home and Design at the Charleston Home and Design Daniel Island Show. I'm in here with Steve Bostick of Amerisips Homes, and they do the Eco Shell. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, our Eco Shell is made up of a very durable, strong material that's rated up to 200 mile an hour winds. Helps a lot when you're if you happen to come into a hurricane in our area. But more importantly, we've got great energy values with this. We're able to build homes that are approximately 3,000 square feet that have electric bills as little as $20 or $30 a month.
That is insane. What an, you know, just impressive. So you guys, it's a lot of free energy living, you know, green living, which is getting really popular on the East Coast.
It sure is. I think not only, you know, do we have the strong energy performance, the strength of the building, but also we're certified by the EPA for indoor air quality. So people that have problems with allergies or respiratory issues, and that can be children all up to seniors like myself, of course, you know, would like to have really very clean energy, very clean living inside of the building. So we specialize in all of those things.
Well, and that's something that kind of everyone would love, I'm sure. But your homes, I see that you have quite a few over here, you know, 3,000 square feet and more. Kind of, you know, what do you all specialize in size-wise?
Well, we're building things right now, houses that range from 1,500 up to 5,000 square feet. So we use the same technology, and of course we've got our tiny home here, which is just a novelty in and of itself. It's on wheels, it's 200 square feet. And so we build everything out of this product, regardless of the size or the price of the home.
And the tiny home, I know that this is a little more of a showpiece, correct?
It is. Yeah, it allows us, it's a lot easier to move this small home on wheels than to take one of our houses on stilts and bring it in. So yeah. It allows us, it's very mobile, but it demonstrates all of our technology. So and we'll be showing this all over the city, the whole Tri-County area over the next year. So people can come out and see. And we give an education program to tell you what can be done and energy efficiency and indoor air quality as well as strength.
And there was an article in the Post and Courier recently about your company, correct?
Yeah, this weekend, I think the real estate section, it was featured on the front cover of a beautiful home we're building for a physician at MUSC, and it's on Headquarters Island. And it's about 3,000 square feet and gives someone a good opportunity to read about what we're doing.
Well, and Headquarters is just a lovely area with the greatest homes. And your homes, I mean, this tiny home is just incredibly charming. The others look great. Do you have any specifics that you're just kind of a fan of?
Well, we think certainly we're architects, and we have a team now of six designers and architects on staff. So we design everything for our clients. We also, if they have plans, and we work with other architects as well. But we found that in designing and building houses in the 400,000 to 700,000 or 800,000 range, you know, we can provide the architectural service at a much lower cost, and at the same time improve the efficiency and speed of the build process.
Well, Steve, it's always such a pleasure to talk with you, hear more about these incredible homes. I hope to build one myself. Well, you'll build it for me. But again, thanks, and a walk through this. I wish our camera could fit, but you know, it'd be a little hard. But thanks so much for speaking with us and being a part of our home show. You're such a big part, and we appreciate it.
Oh, we appreciate being here. It's been a really great show for us. We've had over 100 people leave their name and address for follow-up. So
It's
really the best show we've had.
Well, great, Steve. We love hearing it, and thanks again.
Thank you. See you, Meredith.
Hi, I'm Meredith Poston, Social Media Director for Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'm here with Raphael of Real Deal Countertops. How are you doing today?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. And thanks for being part of the home show and having all the bags for everyone to cart all their stuff around.
It's my pleasure. I mean, excited to be here always, every time. Have fun and helping out all the customers with a lot of selection that we have in stock right now, with over 200 slabs in stock, always having slab in stock. We import our own material, yes, and to help our customer, we have different selections for everybody, for every budget.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear, every budget, everybody's designed aesthetic. So, do you guys find you have certain types that are more popular than others?
Yes, the most popular one right now in the market are the whites. The whites are really popular. People like that marble look in their kitchen, and they want to go with a quartzite, which is a stronger marble. So, it is okay to put it in the kitchen. It's something, those colors I cannot keep in stock. It's so hot, it goes every day. We have in a kitchen going out in that color.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So you guys do kitchens primarily. Do you do more bath work? What do you find?
We do more kitchen. We do kitchen, but we can do it all. We are a custom fabrication shop, nothing pre-made. Everything's made for the specific customer's house. We come out, we measure, we give ideas, what they want, looking around their house. We will hold the customer hand and help them select the stone.
Wow, well, that sounds like a great business to work with. Where do you import your materials from?
Brazil. Oh. All of them comes from Brazil. We go there, we hand select it, we bring it in to our facility in Somerville. Customer could come and look at it.
And you all are locally owned and operated, correct?
And family too. Exactly.
It's plus.
Yes. Everything's family owned. I'm responsible for the sales part of the business. My brother-in-law that married my sister, he is in production. My sister's in an office, and my brother is in installation. So
wow.
Everything. So what that means when you say family-owned business, we're gonna treat our customer as family. So
oh, yeah.
We're not gonna do anything that we would not do in our own house.
Well, and it's always such a pleasure to speak with you, the brother-in-law. Unfortunately, I haven't met the sister yet,
yes.
But you guys are always such a joy. Thanks for being part
You're
of the home
very
show.
You're welcome. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Oh, wait, and also, real quick, how do people get in touch with you if they're interested, which they definitely need to be?
Yes, they can call me direct, 843-729-1176, or my email is realdillrafael, with an F, at AOL.com.
All right, great. Thanks,
right.
Rafael.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, I'm Meredith with Chris from AirServe. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm great.
All right, well, thanks for being part of our home show. And AirServe, you do heating, air conditioning. What else do you guys specialize in?
Everything from indoor air quality to cleaning your ductwork to sales, service, install, you name it.
Nice. Oh. All right. Well, so you guys are locally owned and operated, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you're out of Somerville? Am I?
We serve the whole Charleston area, so
okay.
The whole low country.
Well, and you primarily focus on the existing homes, right?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
But we do custom homes as well.
All right. Well, and I know there's a big market for existing and custom. What kind of services do you provide other than, you know, standard heating and air?
Well, at AirServe, we try to set ourselves apart at being different than our competition in that we're about service. So, you know, our technicians put a doormat down. They wear booties in your home. They treat your home like they were going into grandma's house. So if they don't get a spanking from you guys, they get it when they get back to work if they didn't do it right.
Well, you're funny, and I know you do some good work. You guys do a lot of maintenance, repair, and all of that, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
From basic checkups for springtime to complete duct installs and installation. So.
And is there a time of year that you guys find you're more busy, you know, more requests for different service?
This time of year, obviously, people are looking to take care of their systems more and basically take care of any kind of issues they would have. Hopefully catch it before we start seeing those 100-degree days where everybody needs air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, and other than the high temps we experience here in the low country, are there any other types of service that you find more requests for, you know, because of where we are?
A lot of ductwork, airflow issues, of course, mini splits are a big thing for like sunrooms, frogs, even some people put them in their garages just to stay cool. So.
Yeah. Well, everyone wants to stay cool. A big saying up north is you want to stay cool in the summer, go down south.
Yeah.
So you guys must do some great work. And thanks so much for speaking with me. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in your service?
They call us directly at 843-513-9153. Or they can catch us online at airserve.com/Somerville.
Well, great. Thanks so much for speaking with me, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank
All
you.
Right. Thanks. Hi, I'm here with Sharon of Backyard Retreats. And how are you today, Sharon?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm well, and I just love all these wonderful colors.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you guys focus kind of on, you know, outdoor living accessories, furnishings, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
We do all the outdoors. We do the polymers, the marine gray polymers, the wickers. We have all kinds.
Nice. Well, and I know people just love that kind of thing around here. There's a real great need for it. You know, your market must be high. Do you have a specific place in Charleston you find there's more clients, more need?
I don't. I service the whole Charleston area and the outskirts. I do, you know, we go quite a ways. We ship, we drop ship. So, you know, we have a vast majority of our customers, you know, are local.
Mm-hmm. And so I've been to your shop. Lovely. You know, they sell some art like this great piece. Obviously, these lovely, colorful pieces for the outdoors. Now, do you also go into homes and kind of do some consulting?
I do. We do designs. We will go in and we will sit down with you you and have consultations and design that areas, the porches, the patios, the pool areas and things to fit your needs.
Oh, wonderful. And so do you guys have any sort of specific season you find more popular, spring, summer? You know, you sell more of your pieces.
Well, of course, the spring and the summer, people, you know, think about outdoors and they do that. But we've had great seasons all year long. You know, a lot of people love to be outside in the Lowcountry.
Oh, yeah. We've got nice, mild weather.
We do.
And so I see over here, you know, I know we're kind of a bit over, but you have fire tables and, you know, in addition to chairs and regular tables. I know this is a fire table too.
Right. Yes. We do the fire pits that can be used as ice buckets as well in the summertime.
Okay.
So you can convert them into ice buckets. You can also make them a table. So they have great uses.
Well, and so that's why I was referring to them as fire tables. But you can actually make this into the ice pit.
You can. You can actually take the bowl out and make put another bowl in, and it makes an ice bucket.
Well, and Sharon, what do these run?
They run anywhere from $12.99 to $18.99 to $21.99. You can go right up. It's according to the size and things.
Yeah. Well, that is a great price point. I've actually priced these things myself, and they weren't even ice tables, buckets. So
right.
Very nice. Well, and so tell customers how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in your product.
They can find us at 554 Johnny Dodds Boulevard. You can give us a call at 843-856-0049. You can find us on the web at www.backyardretreatsinc.com.
All right. Well, Sharon, thanks so much. You all are always advertising with us, so they can find you in our magazine.
That's correct.
And always lovely speaking with you and checking out your gorgeous stuff.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Oh, you did great. Thanks. Hi, I'm here with Jim of Edgewater Energy Services. How are you doing today?
Meredith, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing so great, especially talking with you. Always love it. So, tell me a bit about Edgewater, what you guys do.
Well, Edgewater Energy, we're a huge renewable energy company, primarily solar power. What we do is we take a very big bite out of the power bills. I have many customers here in Charleston. Their bills are $10 a month every single month, and that's it. Right now, you know, what currently has been driving the industry for the past 10 years are very significant tax credits, which those who have been following this for a while know that they're going to be expiring next year.
Well, so now's the time to do it if you're going to do it, huh?
Well, if you've been keeping up the articles in the Post and Courier, that's one of the things they're talking about, is you're going to see a lot of solar applications this year. Two reasons. Number one, material costs have dropped significantly, so it's very cost effective. But also, too, with these tax credits going away, it's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. People know that window of opportunity is quickly closing.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you guys, really, that solar power, that makes a huge, just drastic change. People love green living. It's really making a move over to the East Coast. Are you seeing a higher demand in your business?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, I've been doing this for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I'm glad after being here in South Carolina for 7 years, people really grasp it now.
Right.
Plus, we get so much sunshine here, you know. So it's
yeah,
a natural
it's
place. Yeah, it's definitely a natural place to have solar.
Great. Well, and so I see a few displays of the kind of work. Can you explain kind of to me this insulation looking, please?
This is, it's a product called ThermoShield, which is a solar blanket that I use in conjunction with our solar panels. The whole key is in the attic. I want to keep the AC from cutting on, because when the AC is not running, I'm feeding back to the power company. So we tie it into our renewable energy products. It'll literally shrink the payback by over 2 years, because not only is it about producing energy, it's about your consumption. So we take a close look at how the home's consuming energy and what steps the homeowner can do to reduce that, which is one of the products that we use to handle that.
Well, and so Jim, this is a service that I think would be so helpful to so many people. Do you all primarily work in custom new building homes, you know, new homes or existing?
Well, we do a lot of new home construction, because we're also a huge electrical contractor as well. But mainly we retrofit existing homes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's kind of impressive. And how can someone get in touch with you if they're interested?
Okay. We are Edgewater Energy. Our phone number is 843-937-9999. My name is Jim Rouleau. But also you can reach us on our web, and that's www.edgewaterenergysc.com.
All right. Well, Jim, it's so great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm talking about a home.
instead of home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.